You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Hurricane Gustav, which was downgraded to a Category 2 storm this morning, has just made landfall. And joining me now to discuss the storm and its implications for New Orleans is John Barry, a member of both the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority and the Louisiana Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Now, the Army Corps of Engineers confirmed this morning that water is spilling over the Industrial Canal levee in New Orleans. How do you think the flooding will compare to what happened during Hurricane Katrina?
Well, unless that levee breaks, which right now, fortunately, looks like it won't be the case, there will be no comparison there. Essentially, will just be that spillage in the on the east bank of the Mississippi River, which is, when people think of New Orleans, almost all that lies on the east bank. Part of the city does span the river, and there was pressure on those levees, although I think that they will probably do pretty well.
If the levees fail again, do you think that the city of New Orleans and the federal government are better equipped now to handle the situation?
One would hope. Obviously, you couldn't do worse. I think the important thing to understand here is that the problem on the Industrial Canal is actually caused by a bridge owned by the Port of New Orleans, which is in a down position, and that's holding, acting as a dam, which is raising the water in the canal by 3 feet. Mm. But the real issue is it sort of drives home the fact that New Orleans is become vulnerable largely because of benefits that accrue to the rest of the nation, which in this case, on the Industrial Canal, that is a man-made canal for shipping, built for shipping, for international and interstate shipping. So servicing international trade has actually increased the danger to New Orleans. New Orleans by nature is not that dangerous a place, but both the shipping interests, things as that you would think would have no connection to New Orleans, like dams built on the upper Missouri River in the Dakotas, which withhold sediment from the river, withhold one-third of the natural flow of sediment coming down the river. I mean, we need that sediment to build the coastline. So it's really the entire nation is tied into the problems that New Orleans is having.
When the levees were rebuilt, were structural improvements made?
Some of them were, yes. And I mean, in the Industrial Canal, one of the most important things has been that they're now prepared to survive overtopping. Right now, they're being overtopped, and they're protected from erosion. And obviously, that's crucial. If you have a levee that'll survive overtopping, then the only water you're going to get, even in a worst case, is the amount that, imagine a bathtub, it flows over the top of the bathtub. And when the storm goes away after a few hours, your problem's gone. However, if the levee breaches, which is what happened in Katrina, and they breached, as you probably know, because of poor design by the federal government's Army Corps of Engineers. The Orleans Levee District had absolutely nothing to do with either the design or construction of those levees. When it breaches, just imagine the whole wall of the bathtub ripping open, and you have all that water. Basically, the entire Gulf of Mexico can flow through that breach.
But I guess the concern a lot of people have is that will we be able to build levees that are guaranteed to spare New Orleans something like this every time a tropical storm passes through? And what about another kind of approach? The Netherlands and England have storm surge barriers that seem to be quite effective.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to build. And, in fact, by next hurricane season, there will be some interim protection that will keep the Gulf of Mexico from going into the Industrial Canal at all. And in 2011, that permanent protection will be there. Similarly, we hope eventually to build what you're talking about that will keep. There's an opening from Lake Pontchartrain, which is really like a bay. That's narrow enough that you can close that with a surge barrier and keep the Gulf out of that. That is a much longer-term project. and obviously much more expensive. But by 2011, the Industrial Canal region should be protected, and there'll be some protection next year.
Now, I'm sure people weren't totally serious when they argued after Katrina that New Orleans shouldn't be rebuilt, but do you have any estimate of the cost to make the city completely safe from this kind of storm surge every time a tropical storm passes by?
Well, this is the so-called 100-year protection is already funded, and including all the money that's been spent so far and the money that is going to be spent. You're talking about a total of $15 billion. However, the 100-year protection, that is a misnomer. What that really means is that in the average person's lifetime, they will have roughly a 60% chance of seeing a storm greater than their protection system. In Holland, in Japan, and elsewhere in the world, they talk about a 10,000-year protection, which is actually almost a 1% chance that you will see a storm greater than the protection system in your lifetime. So I think 100-year protection is a little bit of a ridiculous standard. It's one that's applied not only in New Orleans, or, you know, that's what places all over the country are geared toward. And it's frankly, when you're talking about protecting a populated, it's one thing for farmland where nobody lives. It's another thing for a densely populated area where you have a lot of high-value targets, so to speak. You know, the cost-benefit ratio, as was evidenced in Katrina, if they had spent another, you know, $4 or $5 billion total over a period of years pre-Katrina, they would have avoided, you know, several $100 billion worth of damage.
The New York Times reported that about 10,000 people remained in New Orleans on Sunday. Should I assume that most of them are living in the higher parts of the city?
I wouldn't really assume anything. I'm not sure who did that or why. If you were really alert to the storm by early yesterday, you would be aware that despite what the news was saying, the east bank of the river was probably pretty safe because the storm surge would have had to cross the Mississippi River levees. And you think of the map, that extends down as a peninsula. It would have had to go across them and back up into or around to really threaten the city. So if they were looking at the maps and following the tracking, and they were either really smart or really stupid if they stayed in the city. I think that was not a wise decision under any circumstances. I'm not sure where or why they stayed.
Well, some of them are there to help in the aftermath, but others, we did hear reports on NPR from people who said, well, I wasn't affected by Katrina because my house is on very high ground. I don't think this storm is going to have any impact.
The problem, though, is you lose power, you lose water. You can't go to the store. I mean, even if you have a generator, I don't think it was a good decision.
The storm has forced the Republican Party to postpone many of the events and speaker schedule for the start of their convention in Minnesota today. And you blame Minnesota for part of the problems New Orleans faces because you're connected by the Mississippi. But do you think this decision will have a real effect on the government's response?
Well, I don't really think it'll affect the government's response to this storm. You know, and there will be people who are suffering west of New Orleans. They are, obviously, no one wants to go through Katrina again, including FEMA. And we don't have the idiot political appointees running things now that we had before. And everyone is sort of geared up. And I think they handled the floods in Iowa pretty well from my perspective, although it was somewhat of a distant perspective. And I think the damage from this storm, it's still possible that it gets worse. But from my understanding right now, it looks like it'll be less than the Iowa flooding.
Well, using words like idiot, you're not holding anything back, John. John Barry, a member of both the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority and the Louisiana Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.